I just don't see how that would even be possible.
Possession? It's a pretty sci-fi concept, yeah, but neurologically, it could work. You could take over the personality functions, then the pons, then sensory ligaments, and finally motor control. Perfect invasion of the mind and body.
Sure, but think of the implications. Imagine what someone could do with that kind of power. It'd be chaos.
I'm not saying I want it to happen. I'm saying it's something that could. Scientifically.
As much as I love tinkering in God's domain, I'd have to stop you there. It shouldn't be able to happen. The ethical debate alone.
Since when have you ever cared about ethics?
She has a point, Robert.
I'm a doctor. I have to give at least a little bit of a shit. They'd revoke my license.
Imagine that. They'd be dancing in the streets.
Eat my ass, Orange Julius. I'm ethical.
Well, so am I, and I'm saying that possession could be cool.
You turned me off.
For like an hour, Morris. You were fine.
I was not. I'm a damageable, delicate flower.
You fucking liar. You're about as hardy as a horse.
What's a horse?
A big dog with a lot of anxiety.
Sounds dangerous.
They're fucking terrifying is what they are. I never trusted a horse in my life, and I never will.
How the hell did you get from an ethical debate to this?
Our aims are but dust in the wind.
We were bored.
I'd actually like to get back to the ethics thing. Mela, you should learn philosophy. And you, Robert. It's important to know.
Ew, philosophy is gross. Who would willingly learn it?
I wholeheartedly agree. They're foolish laws that govern a feudal race and should be discarded in favor of a big knife.
Why a knife?
I like shiny things.
Can I ask a question? Like, a real question?
I don't know, like, can you?
Die alone.
Oh, undoubtedly. But I believe you were making a point.
Didn't... And correct me if I'm wrong here... Didn't we have a big shoot today? I think I saw it on the calendar, but I can't remember for the life of me what it's about.
You mean the cover shoot with Lily Marlene?
Whomst?
She's a big child star in the film industry. We're putting her on our cover to promote the new movie she's in. Dirty Laundry?
Never heard of it.
You wouldn't. It's based on an excellent novel which tells the gripping story of an American mixed-species family in the Deep South struggling with the prejudices of—
Thank you, Robert. You're very cultured, we know. Mela, it's happening at 2 p.m., so please make sure the craft table has some vegan options. Also, we need to haul those mirrors I ordered onto the soundstage. And please make sure Moda Horace doesn't show up drunk again. Smash photography never turns out quite like you hoped.
Who's vegan, I'll get some interns to do it, and I'll give them a call.
Lily, and bless your beautiful soul. Citrine, I'm putting you in charge of Lily's mother. She is notorious for being a nightmare, so for the love of God, keep her away from anyone with a temper.
Can I yell at her?
No.
Can I come get you to yell at her?
We'll see.
Taking that as a yes.
And what about me?
What about you? You're a doctor. If anyone dies, I'll let you know.
Fantastic.
Morris, let me know when their transport arrives. And download a copy of Dirty Laundry and read it to me when I get back to my office.
Can I do funny voices?
If you must.
Yeehaw!
Great. 5 more minutes on break, guys, and then I need you moving.
Yes, sir.
Kiss up.
And so, be kind. Praise gentle boys. Praise gentle people. Praise those that have strength and courage in their hearts. And make the dangerous choice to be unequivocally kind and honest to those around them. For you see, Delilah, the absence of love in our world is an epidemic with the simplest of cures. Spread kindness and hope, and let love bleed out through your every action. That, my child, is the best I can give you. End of chapter 6.
Thank God. How this book got made into a movie, I have no idea.
I fully support that. Can you imagine going on about being nice to people for 4 whole pages? Redundant.
Somehow I think you're missing the point. Come in. Mrs. Marlene, a pleasure to meet you and your mother at last.
Nice to meet you as well. Lily, say hello, won't you?
Hi, Miss Inkworm. I like your dress.
Oh, thank you. Now, I'm sure you two would like to get right down to business.
If you don't mind.
Right, so, the shoot is going to have a lot of bold colors and prints, mainly color blocking with minimal jewelry and stocky shoes to give it a street feel. I want to make use of Lily's height and let her really fill the page, not just with her body, but with her clothes, too. We won't be using any props, just a white background and some mirrors to make the colors pop. And maybe a few blocks for different heights? Sound good?
Well, I don't want her looking too uncouth, you see. This will all be tasteful and respectful, yes?
Of course. Street style isn't just snapbacks and baggy pants. It's a universal symbol of urban fashion and creativity, varying from city to city. Something in, say, Japan would look totally different than in New Delaware.
I've seen some on fashion blogs. It's pretty cool. I like oversized coats and fur and big sneakers.
We can certainly look at that. The modeling is a collaborative effort between us and the model. We want to make sure you're comfortable and confident in what you wear.
Sounds good to me.
Now, we've got a couple of options for you. The statement pieces are here, while we have some accessories in this column. And you can look at shoes here. Go ahead and check off what you like, and we'll go to the closet and grab it. Charity, if I could steal you for a moment?
Now what's this about?
Listen, I mean no offense by this, but I just want to make sure there's no confusion here. I'm looking to Lily for advice on this shoot. It's about her. We prefer to speak with the model for consultation and practice, and while this doesn't mean I'm shutting you out, I am going to be deferring to Lily on this, all right?
I don't entirely agree with this, but I suppose there's really nothing I can do. Direct away.
Thank you for understanding. And if there's anything I can do to make things easier for you and Lily, just let me know. Lily, we're ready for you.
Coming.
Excellent, excellent. All right, 5-minute break for costume change, then we are on again.
Crystal, touch up her makeup, will you? I can see mascara under her eyes. Mora, I see that paper bag, and I better stop seeing it right now. Mela? Where's Mela?
Right here. Coffee?
Darling, you're my sun and moon, thank you. That's hot. Okay. Status on Charity?
Over there with Citrine, reading a magazine and judging us all. No argument so far, although she did eat all the strawberries on the craft table. So, mixed bag.
We'll get more, it's fine. How's Citrine?
Moving towards pale yellow.
Her blood is yellow, right?
Very.
Shit, make her take a Xanax or something.
Aren't those banned on most planets?
It's my station, my rules, and I say make Citrine take a Xanax.
Okay. Hey, Annie? Can I get your opinion on something?
Sure, Mona, what did I say about the bag? What is it?
Is it just me, or does Lily look a little pale?
For her species?
She's half human. I don't know. It just seems kind of weird.
If you're that worried, either ask her or talk to Robert. 2 minutes, people!
Annie!
Mela, I love you. I'm sorry, but I don't have time for this. Robert's probably in his office. Now I have to go. Okay, let's turn the fans on, get a win for her hair. Where are the interns, and where is Lily?
Here.
Oh, thank God. Darling, you look wonderful. Now let's get you up on the platform and start the fans. You okay with the breeze?
Yes, ma'am.
Splendid. Wait, hold on, smile. There's a tiny bit of lipstick on your front left tooth.
Is it gone?
Perfect. Now up you go. Everyone in place? Yes? All right, go ahead.
Everything seems to be going wonderfully, Miss Inkworm. I must say, you've done a stellar job.
Thank you very much. That's high praise coming from you.
I know.
Wait. Mom?
Yes, dear?
I don't feel so good.
You're almost halfway done, Lily. Can you try and hold on for a little bit?
Now, hold on.
I don't think...
Oh my God, Mela, get Robert now!
She's okay.
Oh, thank heavens.
Charity's in there with her now. They're having a talk, but Annie, there's something you need to know.
What?
Lily fainted due to, among other things, incredibly low blood sugar. The kind you get from not eating.
In, what, a couple of hours?
A couple of days.
What?
There's something else. I ran a few other tests, and in addition to that, Lily has bone damage from malnutrition. There could be other factors, I'm sure, but I'm at least 99% sure that she's a case of anorexia nervosa. There was some damage to her throat, so there could be a combination of that and bulimia. But mainly, she hasn't been eating for a long time.
Oh my God. We have to tell her mother. What? Why are you looking at me like that? What? Oh my God, she knows? And she did nothing? Wait. She caused it?
Annie.
I'm gonna go take a walk.
I'll come with you.
That won't be necessary.
No, I'm coming with you because I know what you're going to do, and I need to make sure you don't do it.
What could I possibly be doing right now?
You're going to go up to Lily's mother, and you're going to yell at her for making her daughter not eat. And that is the wrong thing to do.
The wrong thing to do? What are you talking about?
Annie, do you know how many models have walked through this door that are anorexic? I mean, you don't see it. You don't see the not eating and the fainting and the throwing up and the hair falling out from malnutrition. But I see it because I am a doctor. And they come to me when their bones aren't working right, or their muscles have shrunk because they're not getting enough nutrients, or their skin is so bad that not even the best foundation in the world can fix it. You don't see that because you are one of the rare and lucky few that is at peace with their body. Not everyone has that luxury. I mean, dear God, Annie, I see this shit every day. I'm a doctor in the fashion industry and you wonder why I'm so jaded? Not everyone is happy with their skin. Your experiences are not universal.
Have you...
Not that, you know what I mean.
Oh. Right. So what am I supposed to do?
What you're not going to do is go talk to Charity. She is not going to change. She is set in her ways. She's made that obvious. It's done. But you can talk to the girl. You can try and impart some kind of wisdom on her that will help her break out of this terrible mindset. This is an industry, Annie. It's built on being perfect and proper and exactly the right size to fit in unrealistic dresses that people who work for you make. You can't change all of it. But you can change a person.
And you're sure I can do it?
I'm not sure of anything. But I believe in you.
Hey there.
Hi.
How are we feeling?
Okay. Dr. Ophelion gave me some juice and crackers. I feel kind of better now.
It's good to hear. Do you want to talk about it?
Not really.
Okay. Is it because you don't think I'll understand?
No, I didn't mean...
Lily, it's all right. I'm not offended. You're right. I don't understand. I've never been skinny. I don't think I ever will be skinny. And I don't have a mental illness that makes me want that. You do.
Oh. Yeah, I guess.
However, that doesn't mean I'm not open to listening.
It makes me feel powerful.
Not eating?
Yeah, it's like, when I do eat, I hate it. It's gross and messy, and I hate the feeling of a full stomach because it just reminds me of how many calories I'm ingesting and how many pounds I'm going to gain because I ate it. But when it's empty, I feel freaking incredible. Like I have more energy than I know what to do with, and I can run faster and be smarter because I'm clean.
Clean?
Eating makes me feel dirty. When I don't, it feels like my stomach is all clean and pink and shiny and pure.
You know that's completely incorrect, right? I mean, you actually need food and calories to live. I don't know precisely how many for someone your age, but I imagine it's a lot.
And you think I don't know that? I know it's a bad idea. I know I'm hurting myself, but I don't give a crap, okay? It feels good.
I don't believe that for a second.
It does!
Really? Being hungry and tired and emotionally bipolar all the time feels like a walk in the park.
No, but the emptiness does.
Fuck that.
What?
Fuck it. Honest to God, fuck it. Look, this industry is messed up. And one person alone can't fix it. But we might as well try. Screw your mom, screw the standards, and screw what other people think. You want a system that's better, start with yourself.
How am I supposed to do anything?
That's for you to decide. But you sure as hell can't decide anything if you're starving yourself to death. Look, what do you like to do?
I like soccer. It's fun, but my mom made me quit the team so I could audition more.
Then, and I'll say it again, fuck it. You're a child, for God's sake. Let yourself be one. Play soccer. It's good for you on the inside and the outside, and you'll have a lot of fun doing it. I'll have Robert contact your practitioner and put in a note for an evaluation. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll have some mild assault and battery to commit and a best friend to disappoint.
Wait. Miss Inkworm?
Yes.
Thank you. I can't promise it'll work. But I'll try.
It gets better, dear. It really does get better. You!
Inkworm is a production of Caldera Studios and is written and produced by Phoenix Tior, with editing assistance from Ame Koch. The voice of Melisandre was Anisha Mwatra. The voice of Annie Inkworm and Lily Marlane was Phoenix Tior. The voice of Citrine Carvalia Alyssa Shamad was Quinn Stiefbold. The voice of Robert Alphelion was Diego Rodriguez Sanchez. The voice of Morris was Vincent Chow. The voice of Charity Marlane was Tal Minear. All sound effects taken from soundbible.com. Questions, comments, or concerns? Email us at inkworm, that's INKWYRM, podcast@gmail.com, or find us on Tumblr at Inkworm Podcast. If you like what you heard, please consider subscribing and leaving us a review on iTunes.